How has the economic downturn of the past year affected your flying? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. When Aero TV and Aero News cover a general aviation event, we try to spend at least part of our time talking with folks on the exhibit floors about the state of general aviation. At last month's AOPA summit in Tampa, one of the questions we posed was, how has the downturn in the economy affected you personally and your flying?
Since I learned to fly, I've been flying about once a month. And since I'm young, I've got a job, but I'm in school, so I don't do a whole lot of flying. But certainly the recession has had an effect on that, but it's not had the effect on me as maybe someone older that owns a plane.
I am an owner and pilot. I fly corporately and I train. I seem to be flying a whole lot more here lately than I have in the past. So I'm flying about 1,000 hours a year.
My wife is the pilot, so my flying is in the other seat, but I don't think it's affected it a lot. I think we're flying is priority for us. You know, when we moved down to Pompano Beach, we first drew a picture, a two-mile radius around the airport, and said the house is going to be in there somewhere. So that kind of takes priority over everything else.
Well, in my particular situation, the economy really hasn't affected me that much. My problem is time, finding the time, the necessary time to do and fly when I need to.
It hasn't really affected me much. I still do as much as I did before. The only thing that holds me back some, I would say, has to do with the price of gasoline. That might hinder me a little bit, but I fly for the Coast Guard Auxiliary quite a bit. So they pick up that, the gas part, and so I'm almost flying as much as I did.
Mine personally hasn't affected a lot. I have got into the commodity market, and as the commodities go up, my value of the dollar goes up. So not affected very much at all.
It's affected my flying a lot, mainly with fuel pricing.
Zero. I fly just as much. Yeah, no, it hadn't affected me at all.
Well, I'm a flight instructor down in South Florida. I work for one of the big flight academies, and we've definitely seen reductions in students flying a lot less. So, and prices have been going up along with the fuel and everything. So just a general decrease in flying overall.
Well, obviously, costs have continued to go up, and the revenues that I have personally in my life to go flying have gone down. But it's not so much that it's affected me as it's affected my buddies that I like to fly to the Bahamas with, who now don't have any money to share the cost to fly with me in my 172. So that's been an impediment to my flying because I don't like to fly alone. So it's kind of put a crimp on my flying only because my friends are all broke.
Wow. Well, I'm fortunate to have a full-time job, pilot. I guess aviation is, as I tell my friends, an expensive hobby for me right now. And I've had to cut back, I must admit, on the flying that I've done. But I've looked for other options as well. Like previously, I just went to an FBO. I rented aircraft. Now I joined a flight club, which allows me lower rates and allows me to do a little bit more flying. So despite the economic downturn, I've found ways to, like, I guess, work around that and still be active in flying.
It has affected it. I look at the fuel prices. I make decisions on do I need to fly or not. I do fewer $100 hamburgers. But I pull it out. I'll fly for an hour, and that's more relaxation than I usually get in a week's vacation.
In a moment, more comments on the recent bashing of general aviation and politics in the media. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. We're hearing comments from attendees on the floor of last month's AOPA Summit in Tampa, Florida. Next question, what's your impression of the recent treatment of GA by politicians and the media?
They obviously haven't flown very often, because if they did, they wouldn't be saying the things they're saying.
Well, to be quite honest, if I were not involved in aviation, I would probably be persuaded in a negative manner by those reports, because it did paint aviation, general aviation, in a bad light. I think most of my friends who I speak to who are not into aviation as much as I am, I try to, like, tell them, you know, that was a really, really biased story, and aviation does a lot for the economy, contrary to people thinking it's just an expensive hobby for people who have, I guess, money or cash to burn. But it does provide an important service to the economy of the United States. So I think it's unfortunate, but I think that the PR done by AOPA has somewhat blunted the impact of that negative PR process, I guess.
Anything unflattering, I would think, is not true, because there's, you know, they'll look at something that happens and maybe judge it according to what might happen if they were on the ground. They're not understanding what really goes on up in the air. And people like Harrison Ford, who are promoting it, I think, when the big names get out there and start talking it up, then people listen a little better. I think that the more they understand what it's really like to be in the air, then the more support there would be.
I would say that's based on ignorance. They don't really know enough about what they're talking about, and basically, since their job is to sell, they do the most sensational thing, so they put the spin on something to make the most sensational thing in the world. Like when there was the mid-air collision over the Hudson River, there was all sorts of media thing, and we got to do something about this and everything else. But I did the calculations, and I figured out in the last 20 years, over 4 million people traveled through that airspace without one single fatality. And if you compared that to Long Island Expressway, Long Island Expressway should have been shut down years ago. So I just think it's their way of selling papers and selling product.
It was encouraging to talk to so many pilots who, despite the recession, keep finding ways to keep flying. We hope you're able to do the same. The comments you heard today were from attendees at last month's AOPA Summit in Tampa. Find out more about the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association at www.aopa.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.